is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Armenia on Saturday began 3 days of mourning for the victims of clashes with Azerbaijan as the opposition kept up pressure on the country's leader to resign over the handling of the conflict. More than 5,000 people, including civilians, were killed in Armenia and Azerbaijan when clashes erupted between the ex-Soviet enemies in late September over the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. The war ended in November with a peace agreement that saw the Russia-allied Armenians cede parts of territory to Azerbaijan, which is backed by Turkey. The deal sparked fury in Armenia, with the opposition urging the prime minister to resign. On the first day of national mourning on Saturday, Armenia's prime minister was expected to lead a procession to a memorial complex in the capital city where victims of the conflict are buried. The opposition planned to hold a separate march later in the day. More than 300 schoolboys kidnapped last week in an attack on their school in northwest Nigeria have arrived in the capital of Katsina State after their release on Thursday. Friends and family gathered to greet the boys with tears and hugs as they arrived. The boys were abducted 1 week ago from the all-boys government science secondary school in Kankara in Katsina State. Nigeria's Boko Haram jihadist rebels claim responsibility for the abduction, saying they attacked the school because it believes Western education is un-Islamic. Factional leader Abubakar Shekau said in a video earlier this week. More than 800 students were at the school at the time of the attack. Hundreds escaped, but over 300 boys were taken. They told authorities this week that they had been beaten by their captors and forced to march through the forest as government forces pursued them.